we are going to learn the two verses of 2020, case 20. First of all, I would like to read case. Thus, last week we learned that Lunya asked Sui Wei, what is the meaning of the patriarch coming from the west? Wei said, pass me the meditation brace. Ya gave the meditation brace to Wei. Wei took it and hit him. Ya said, since you hit me, I let you hit me. In essence, though, there is no meaning of the patriarchs coming from the west. Ya also asked Lin Chi, what is the meaning of the patriarchs coming from the west? She said, pass me the cushion. Ya took the cushion and handed it to Lin Chi. Chi took it and hit him. Ya said, since you hit me, I let you hit me. In essence, though, there is no meaning of the patriarch coming from the west. That is the case story. Any kind of cases, any kind of cases in a group record should, it cases, story always teaches us, story teaches us always the very crucial point what pluralizeness of living and dying is. Not the words. If you discuss about this question and answer, you always try to which is right, which is wrong. It is not the main important, it is not a point this book is called stories. Teaches us. Okay. Beyond the words of this story, always pointing what is crucial point, what is most important point of real living, real dying. What is it? It is not something you can conceptualize. You can't conceptualize. That is, anyway, this book is record. The cases are in the book is record. Any kind of cases you read, you always pay attention to that point. What is real pluralism of life, living or dying? What is that? So, same applies to this case. I don't think it's important which Zen masters, answer were right, or Lunya questioner was answer right or not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Absolutely, it doesn't matter. So, but we have to see why story a question and answer goes in that way. So we have to understand this. So today I want to study with you the two verses composed by Hecho Zen Master. page 135, and also 136. Well, each verse is, each of two verses has angles in Master's commentary, so you can read this. But I want to just study verses. Let me read first. In Dragon Tusk Mountain, the dragon has no eyes. When has Death Water ever displayed the ancient way? If you can't use the meditation brace and cushion, you should just give them over to Mr. Lu. Mr. Lu means the composer. He's composing himself. And in Dragon Task Mountain, Dragon Task Mountain is referred to the name of the place where Sixth Old Zen Master lived. So in Dragon Task Mountain, the dragon has no eyes. When has Dead Water ever displayed the ancient way? If you can't use the meditation grace and cushion, you should just give them over to Mr. Lu. And second verse is, since this old fellow couldn't yet put an end to it, again he makes a verse. Old fellow means this composer himself. First verse, he explain the really important point in verse. Just like a poem, what is the most important, what this story teaches us? But still, the composer realized something cloudy, but it's not clear. So that's why he said, since this old fellow couldn't yet put an end to it. The first verse, that's enough, but still there is something cloudy. So that's why I want to make one more verse. So he said, again he makes a verse. Once Mr. Lu has accepted them, why depend on them? Sitting, leaning, sits taking these to succeed to the lamp of the patriarchs. It's worth defying the evening clouds, returning have not yet come together. Distant mountains without end, layer upon layer of blue. Since this old fellow couldn't yet put an end to it, again he makes a verse. Once Mr. Lu has accepted them, what depend on them? Sitting, leaning, cease taking these to succeed to the lamp of patriarchy. Its words, its worth, the time, the evening clouds returning, haven't yet come together. Distant mountains without end, layer upon layer of blue. according to first verse, it says in Dragon Task Mountain, the dragon has no eyes. It's a little bit the composer looked down upon this Lunya Krishna. uh, because he doesn't, according to Comforter, he doesn't think that this Lunya has exactly two eyes, enough to see what real form, aliveness of living or death, or dying anyway. That's why he said that the dragon has no eyes. Dragon is always full aliveness of creature. Creature, this creature never dies. Always. Dragon is the symbol of full aliveness of a being, existence. That is the dragon, which has lots of power, mystical, mysterious powers, flying and sinking into the oceans, and living in the oceans, and flying in the air, wherever he is, always alive. That is a dragon. But the dragon has no eyes. It doesn't work yet. For instance, according to this story, Krishna Lunya said, what is the most important point? Why? The Bodhidharma went to China to teach Buddhism. What reason? Well, that is, it's pretty difficult to say anyway. I told you maybe last few weeks, one of the scholars in the university asked me how much are you successful in teaching Buddhism to Americans. Well, I don't know how much I have been successful in teaching Buddhism to Americans. Because if I strictly speaking, if I look upon, reflect upon myself, well, it'll be negative. Because I am not American, so I have to use some English. My native language is Japanese. A little bit difficult. And also American, Japanese, a little bit different feelings and way of understanding, thinking itself. So always there's some problems. Even though I understand that you don't understand what I said, okay, so, because maybe sometimes language problems, you say language problems. Well, I don't know what it is. It's real language problem or your problem. I don't know. Maybe your problem. But anyway, strictly I reflect upon myself, I felt a little bit negative. But I don't think I should stay in a negative way of understanding how what in my want to say mission. mission, human mission to teach, you know, to teach how important human life is. Finally, well, of course I should know negative feeling or affirmative feeling from my activity, teaching Buddhism, teaching how important human life is to whoever, American, Japanese, Western, whoever they are here. I have to realize and I have to experience. But I can't always measure how much. So I should experience, but practically speaking, constantly I have to continue to walk my foot. Anyway, I have to walk on foot day by day and just teach whatever I succeed or I fail or whatever. Anyway, I have to continue to walk on my foot. So this point, the actual activity, actual walking, full aliveness of walking day by day, but there is nothing to say. So silence will be, is found right in the middle of full aliveness of walking on foot day by day. Then naturally I can experience the bitter or sweet and good feeling. And I have to adjust. Just like a drive, a car, I have to constantly adjust and drive in safety, but always there is a bitter, sweet, good or bad, failure, success I have to experience. But whatever happens, all I have to do is constantly I have to stand up straight in the realm of the driving safety, okay? Walking safety on foot. That is the most basic attitude toward full aliveness of living or dying. That's all. So, finally, nothing to say. That's why Bodhidharma sect, you know, the meditation in Zazen for 9 years, traditionally, we understand it in that way. So, it's very difficult to explain the reason why Bodhidharma went to China to teach, why Karaji come to the Minneapolis to teach Buddhist teaching. It's pretty hard. Well, of course, I can say, well, I always say, you know, many people from Minneapolis, Minnesota, went to San Francisco class in Buddhism, so they recommended me to whether to come here. But on the other hand, I had another choice to go to the Santa Barbara, which is better than here, I hope.
Rich and very nice,
not cold, like community cold. But anyway, I chose. Anyway, Minneapolis because there is nobody here. Pretty hard, even though I explain why, it's a mark. So I just explain, but it's not exact explanation of the reason why I come here. Because I have to still watching carefully for what for arrangement of living and dying in Minneapolis. You know, for aliveness, teaching, Buddhism, how important human life is, while walking on my foot, day by day. So, and then according to the story, Wei, the master said, the path is a meditation break. I told him the last week meditation break is like this, the stuff used for the sleep, sitting sleep, when you tired, you take all night, you know, the sleep, and you have to support your chin like this, and you can sleep sitting seat. It's a little bit comfortable, but it's not exactly comfortable. Well, instead of, you can keep away from, you can keep from falling down, you know, to 4 feet. So you support your chin like this. If you sit, you know, you keep it. You just, pushes your chin. It wakes you up. So that is a meditation brace. Top is a little bit curved, like this. I cut it straight. But originally, this is a little bit of curved, like this. That is a meditation brace. So he said, passing the meditation brace. Meditation brace doesn't mean anyway, meditation brace. This is nothing but the symbol of full aliveness of living and dying, okay? Because a death stick is not stick. According to your consciousness, you say this is stick. But it's not stick. It's really nothing but the being, because it is constantly fading away, just like your body. Exactly the same from day to day. From this point, this is exactly the same as your life. So, he said, passing the meditation breath means passing your full aliveness of living and dying. For instance, passing your concentration, you do. Passing your concentration. That means the concentration is what? In Zazen, you are concentrating on the breath. And then at a time, what is a concentration? Concentration is really full aliveness of living and dying, nothing to grasp. But when you do the thing, you say, I've got good concentration. So you say, I am good student, this student. But something at that time, you say, this Lung Ya says, oh, yes, sir. Then he took a stick and gave it to, teacher, where the master. That means I've got good concentration. Do you understand? Then give it. That means a judgment. Do you understand? You judge. Concentration, but concentration doesn't leave any trace, because it is constantly working through aliveness. But you are your consciousness always mold the full aliveness of being into a certain frame. That's a judgment. That's why Wei Jian Master says, passing the meditation stick means exactly passing your concentration. You say, yes, sir. And then took the concentration and give it to him. And then that means already not real concentration, it is already conceptualized. You have taken, do you understand? That's why immediately Wei Jian Master will hit him. Okay? Because if you judge, if you took a concentration, if you take a concentration from you, and then look at this immediate thinking, judgment, evaluation, or good, or evil, or neutral, whatever it is. Simultaneously, right after evaluation and judgment, the follows, the judgment, evaluation follows, immediately your afflictive preferences. I like, I don't like, I hate, it says. Then you are really stuck there. You are stuck there and you stumble over. And finally you cannot move anything. That's why anywhere where the master, anywhere for him, it is necessary to wake him up. What comes up? Wisdom, real concentration. You give me the concentration. But it is not real concentration. It is your judgment. It's a conception of concentration. That's what immediately hit him. Okay? And then he said, Yah said, since you hit me, I let you hit me. This is also, in essence though, there is no meaning of the patriarch coming from the West. Well, that's Lami Yah, a little bit really good and magic person, but still, smell of arrogance. Smell of arrogance here. Because he knows pretty well what the master will do if I take the concentration and give to the master, and next moment he knows what the master will do because I judge it. So he knows pretty well. So immediately he hit him, he knows. Anyway, Lunya Kunya knows that. But nevertheless, that is pretty good. Okay. Nevertheless, he said, since you want to hit me, I let you hit me. And then it is no meaning of the reason why Bodhidharma comes. It means there is no meaning of why, there is no meaning of the what is the full aliveness of living and dying. No meaning. Because I told you before, anyway, how much I am, I have been successful in teaching Buddhism to the United States. I don't know. Maybe good. Maybe someday, last year is up and this year is going down. Next year might be going up. I don't know. I don't know. But whatever I judge it, well, I must be anyway given a big blow by Buddha. And then finally, all I have to do is to wake up. And wake up means, well, shut up, Kazi. Just walk on foot. Just teach. So that means no meaning. No meaning of, even though no matter how long I judge, good concentration, bad concentration, that is nothing but the scenery you can see on the way to take a trip. I told you always. Remember this. You cannot stay always each scenery. If you want to see the scenery, first of all, anyway, you have to continue to walk on your foot, and then you can see the scenery. And also, if you want to take a trip, anyway, take a trip, okay? Day by day, from moment to moment. Then many experiences you can have. So, from this point, all we have to do is just walk. That's why Lung Yah said no meaning, okay? Even though you hit me, that is, hit me means, I know the flash writing, okay? Flash, light, flashing light. Red, blue, yellow. Flashing sections. Well, you can see the last, flashing light. I told you always, the master, one of the master he was about to die, so teacher and disciple asked him, please leave wonderful statement for us to guide after your death. So he said, what is good statement? He said, I don't want to die. The disciple was very surprised because they believed that their teacher was he's just like a Buddha, enlightened person. So they believed that he never suffered from life and death. So when death comes, he just died, I think, but then he said, I don't want to die. So he said, is that all you have to leave for us? He said, that's all, nothing else. So nothing else means that must know pretty well how stinky human beings feel, always looking at the flashing lights in blue and yellow and red. Well, you are always, when you face the constant, when you are face to face with death itself, all you have to do is constantly you have to be confronted with the death. That's all. But still, the master says, yes, I am going to die. From moment to moment, I must be right in the middle of death. But still, there is a question, like always, are you sure? Are you ready to die? Oh, yes. And that sounds blue for him. Yes. But the constant death asks you, are you sure? Well, maybe, oh, maybe so. That is a yes for him. The constant death tell you, are you exactly sure? No. That is very frustrating. Constant frustrating. So that confessing light is your judgment. Take up a concentration from your judgment and look. That's good concentration. Next moment, good concentration, non-good concentration. So blue concentration, yellow concentration, red, black, but you have to know this. But nevertheless, all you have to do is well, when you are face to face with the death, just you right in the middle of death, when you are face to face with the concentration, all you have to do is you must be right in the middle of concentration without leaving any trace. So called flashing light. So, from this point, you know, what is real concentration? That is, good concentration is real concentration, or bad concentration is bad concentration? No. Real concentration is nothing to say. Whatever you say, okay? If you say good or bad or neutral, it's always dead because it is something conceptual. But real concentration is nothing to comment on, nothing to comment, because it's working there, constantly with you, exactly one. If you are not one with a concentration, you are separated from a concentration. You are really fall down to the ground. Well, concentration is, you always do, you have always concentration on the ground, but let's see the practice of glider. If you practice glider, you know that? Now you have a nice glider, you know, the car pulled the glider or airplane pulled the glider. And then you really comfortable fly in the sky. But before Second World War, we have a big primer class of a glider. The
we pull the glider with a rubber rope, and 10 people pull the glider, and then it flies, but flies, but it's not so far. So maybe you can fly from this side of the lake and to the other side of the lake. You can fly, that's all. But at that time, you have to know, because no cover in front of you. So you accept directly air pressure. You have to know, you have to feel how strong, how much strong, how weak air pressure you can have, okay? And then you have to adjust it. If you fail to grab this handle, glider immediately turn over or go down to the ground, either way. If you exactly want to raise the air pressure, with the air pressure toward you, you can fly safely. Okay? Same apply to your concentration, keep breathing. If you exactly want with the breath, that is real concentration. But if you say, I got it, it's already, you slip off. So real concentration is no name, has no name. Anyway, no name, no concept. Concentrate, you have to be one. And driving is sexy. That's all we have to do. Okay? That's why Lunya said, since you hit me, I let you hit me. In essence, though, there is no meaning of the patriots coming from the West. And also, applied here in the verse, the Secho Zenmasu says, the dragon has to mountain, the dragon has no eyes. Why? The Lunya seems to be stupid because he gave it his concentration. The Zenmasu says, pass me the meditation embracing. He says, is that the same as passing the your concentration? And then he, well, at that time anyway, he should do something before he gives his concentration, because do you understand? You have to do something before he tries to give his concentration to others in conceptualize. But anyway, he did it. It seems to be stupid. And then that is just like us. It's just like us. If you have a good concentration, you say, I've got it. It's just like giving concentration to second cognition. First cognition, first person is just the one with the concentration. And then maybe the second cognition is, receiving the concept of the concentration, which seems to be good. That is already not a good concentration. It seems to be stupid. So that's why he said the dragon has no eyes. When has dead water ever displayed the ancient way? When has dead water means conceptualized world, or well, conceptualized world is a sort of very clean or very dirty or clean, no middle. Do you understand? That is a conceptual world, and that is very clean. At that time, it's very hard for the dragon to live. It's very hard to live for fish to live, because you can see the bottom of the ocean. Everybody look at it. So no privacy.
Do you understand? So if you don't have a fire, you always say anything, complain. Please give me the privacy. So that means that you covered, you protect yourself with something. Keeping away from other sides. And then you feel good living in the human world. But, so, when you have the dead water ever displayed the ancient ways that you really live in the conceptual world, it's really dead water. And that time there is no way to manifest, to teach how sublime your life is, what is the full aliveness of living or dying. Nothing. Because this is for century after century. Buddha's teacher teaches in that way, realized in that way. If you cannot use the meditation blades and cushion, you should just give them over to Mr. Lu. He gave it to the meditation stick. Meditation bread means, before you give this meditation bread, you have to use the meditation bread, meditation cushion. That means before you give a concentration, your concentration to others, anyway, you have to do something. That means that you should use the concentration. Becoming one with, concentration. But if you didn't use, so give it. That's why, that is a mistake. Not a mistake, so this is a conceptual world. Red and blue and the yellow world, flashing light. That's why this same master says, preach, give them over to Mr. Lu. I can use it. So, and the second verse says, since this old fellow couldn't yet put an end to it, again he makes a verse. Still, but a little bit that is composed of violent, a little cloudy situation because he cannot look down on them. Because finally he knows what is the full aliveness of living and dying. So he exactly, he is not tossed away by blow given by teacher. That means that if you judge your concentration, you are confused, saying good or bad, and then you are confused. As you can tell, that is really giving a blow. And you scream. But if you didn't scream, and then finally he said, if you want to hit me, please hit me. There is no real meaning of real living or dying. That means he never be talked to him by your judgment of a concentration, good or bad. He knows. Flashing light, red and blue, he knows, but he never talks away. So from this point, his attitude of living is great, very stable. That is a sort of where the security. Whatever happens, he always walking step by step, anyway. So how should we put down on his way of life? That's why he said still something cloudy we don't understand. That's why he wants to make another verse. That is, once Mr. Lu has accepted them, why depend on them? She said, if you don't use this meditation break, give it to me. I can use it. By that time, usually we say, I can use meditation break, I can use meditation cushion fully. As it is, at that time we say, I am a good boy. Why depend on them? Well, I shouldn't depend on them. That means I shouldn't leave any species now. So-called, I am good spirit of the student, more than teacher, because I can use meditation cushion or grace, meditation grace. And then he said, sitting, leaning, cease, taking these to succeed to the lamp of Kathia. Anyway, all we have to do is just sitting, leaning, and cease taking these means anyway. Well, but see, taking away the concentration and giving to somebody, that means judgment. Why don't you see taking these to succeed to the lamp of the patriarch? If you have, if you take the concentration from you and judge it, and then you say this is good concentration, and that time that is a successful in doing Zazen, what the patriarch says, what the patriarch have done. Now, so, all we have to do is just concentrating on breath, just sitting, just breathing. And nevertheless, there is a flashing light, good or bad, right or wrong. And then, all we have to do is, anyway, your life must be fully alive in concentration, without leaving any gap between you and concentration. What is it? And that is just concentration, just concentration. So next he says, it's work. Replying the evening clouds, returning up, haven't yet come together. That means clouds, you know. Evening clouds or morning clouds, afternoon clouds is the tomorrow. The clouds always going, coming, and coming together. It seems to, they seem to come together, but they don't come together. Immediately separated, and coming together, and immediately separated. Dynamic work there in the sky. That is wonderful, beautiful. And also he says, mountains, distant mountains without end, layer upon layer of bloom. That means the distant mountain means not only the mountain in the distance, mountains, the hills, and the rivers, and the grasses, and birds, all anyway, well, coming together, but it's not exactly coming together, living away, separating them, but it's not separating, they are not separating, but they are coming together, but not coming together. Always dynamic working, that is the nature of wilderness. See? If you go to wilderness, there is a perfect peace. In this perfect peace, there are lots of noise, birds, insects, and trees, and wind, sound of the wind, lots of sound, lots of life there. But quietness, peace, and harmony is just one. Just one. Very beautiful
situation. That is, anyway, a real full alignment of living and dying. Living and dying. Full alignment of concentration, okay? In Zazen, between you and Zazen, between you and breathing. So, finally, well, it's pretty hard to explain that by composers giving the, well, natural thing, you know, which work, the time, the evening crowd, the turning, not yet come together. The sweet mountain and the end, layer and layer of blue. A cloud, and not only is that coming together, the blue sky and sun, the moon, all come together, but not exactly, but not simply. I made this meditation place in my age monastery, and then I asked Hashimoto Roshi to light the something, and then he wrote this calligraphy. That is exactly this. It says, work, replying, the evening cloud, returning, haven't yet come together. But one more verse here, but he didn't walk, but this is a big one. So I tried this one.
Use
the
koan. We don't use them here. Why
would we
decide not to use them
in the United States? Well, I use koan. What do you mean using koan?
Well, the way that I guess I consider it more the way the Rinzais use koan study.
Well, you should study more about koan. Okay? Not study anyway. Historical background, how koan established, okay, in the history, Buddhist history. You should know this.
Yes, but I was under the assumption that it was still being practiced the way it's described in the literature here in Japan.
You mean the Dead Sea literature?
Yeah, with the Blue Cliff Records and asking koan questions. I thought that was, from my understanding, it was also part of Soto practice in Japan to do koan study this way.
Yes, that's why I told you anyway. We study anyway.
But
I don't mean koan is not the same path to lead the people to attain like other means. To understand.
I don't think my question is coming across.
What do you want?
The way of presenting koan type questions to students in Japan for them to work with towards studying and during their practice, their sitting practice, working through koans. I was under the assumption that was also a Soto practice, but when it came to the United States, it wasn't being used.
No, not in Soto.
Okay, maybe I'm misunderstood.
No, not.
Okay.
We can just go on then in a couple of sessions that I remember here. Not here, but on 4th Street.
Well, if we use the koan according to our common sense, which is popular in the United States, you think koan are the means. So that is the second one. coins first. So, and also that then becomes a means. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So what are you doing in that? That is secondary, and so that is not important, but you are in the Zen. So when you are in the Zen, that is most important, you have to do. But if you think that is secondary, or means that is separate from you, do you understand? Dogen Zen says, most people believe attain enlightenment through the understanding koan, through the passing the koan, you know. But I don't think it is real enlightenment. She says, without the Zazen, how can you attain enlightenment? Zazen is, you do Zazen, that's what there is a power of Zazen. Zazen anyway leads you to, anyway, Nirvana first anyway. But if you always think of koan, of koan is most important, and Zazen is second. But the Dogen Zen, you always emphasize Zazen is the most important. Without Zazen, no matter how long you think of koan, you don't understand. It makes you crazy. So, Zazen is anyway. And also, Zazen is always to wake you up. What it is, what you are doing, what you are doing, how you are doing, where. If you do that then, anyway do that then. When you do concentration. Not using a second, something second life. In order to, well, make the concentration comfortable. So concentration is a concentration anyway. You have to concentrate. You have to take care of a breath anyway. Okay? So, well, still there is a technique of count the breath. Okay? Count the breath. This is the secondary anyway. But if you are difficult to, anyway, taking care of your breath quietly, at that time you can count the breath. But it is not exactly real concentration. Real concentration is just about using your breath.
Can you tell a person's state of mind by this one man? Can you tell a person's state of mind by
this one
man? You being you, not the general you.
You mean I can see the state of others' concentration, state of mind?
Can you?
Well, do you mean in Zazen?
Yeah, but not just in Zazen.
Daily life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a little bit much experience, so sometimes I can leave, sometimes I can't. I'm Superman.
Hello.